Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
What is this?
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. 11 a.m. on a Tuesday. Everybody's getting geared up for Thanksgiving. Tell you what, Tuesday is the day where the traffic sucks the most. Today was chill. Mm-hmm. I think people are just relaxing, man.
Yeah, it was real chill today.
Dude, I don't know if this is the situation throughout the area, but do you know in Montgomery County? Listen to this. Montgomery County schools yesterday and today are half days, and then tomorrow they're off. Is that the least efficient
use? Today they half day?
Today and yesterday were half days, and tomorrow they're off. Those kids, I was a student once upon a time. You don't do anything on half days. And then you put back-to-back half days, knowing you're going into a four-day weekend or whatever. Those kids ain't learning. Bleep.
They learning.
No way.
Jay, you didn't go to class.
In middle school, I went to class, B. Like, in elementary school, I went to class. Half days was like, all right, two-hour recess, and let's watch a movie.
Like, the kids today are weird compared to like when we grew up. We didn't want to go. They want to go to school.
I don't know. I was blown away by that. But when you know that the schools are kind of out, I think it helps the like roads be a lot lessened because there's just nobody around. So I enjoyed that. I also wanted to shout out, you heard Earl Forsey in the update there talk about the Terps got a big win last night over UNLV. Bees, if you're listening, we did have a $1,000 straight up bet on that game. I'm not sure if you remember that, but
he won't remember that.
I'm pretty sure we did. I don't know how he couldn't remember. So Maryland now plays this game. I might actually watch Terps. I understand it was Vegas, and I understand television, and they want round the clock. The game started at midnight last night. There was just. Mm-hmm. For an East Coast audience, that's midnight on a Monday is pretty tough to pull off. Now, tonight, they play at 9:30 is the tip.
You're going to still be asleep. You're just old, Jay.
I'm going out for dinner tonight, Brian. You know my boy Parker?
Yeah, and Parker, get ready. He's going to try to sneak out on you.
Early birthday celebration for him. We're going to the Palm on 19th Street. Shout out to the Palm.
Oh, I like the Palm.
I love the Palm. You can come join us if you want.
I'll be at DC Prime.
Oh, you got
Prime.
DC Prime? Carlos might be setting me up with an old school Redskins Christmas tree ornament. He posted on Instagram. He's got a ton of them. I was like, I'll take one. My kids will love it. So the Terps tonight play Gonzaga. Gonzaga has become a real blue blood of college basketball. They're ranked 12th in the country. Do you want to guess the point spread Maryland-Gonzaga tonight in Vegas? Hoops.
Gonzaga, Maryland. Gonzaga's favorite?
Oh, yeah.
By 10.
Two touchdowns.
14? This am. Yeah, dude. I probably need that dude to come earlier, the one that committed, right?
Baba
need to come earlier.
And Maryland got another commitment last night that I was legit kind of shocked by this. Quincy Wilson, the Olympic sprinter. I mean, the kid's a world-class athlete. He had all the hats lined up. He had, I don't know the biggest track programs in the country, but I assume.
Baylor's one of them. They've been there ever since before you knew.
Nobody had heard of Baylor until RG3. Nah. That's just the facts.
No. Michael Johnson.
He's fast.
The 400 meters.
Do you have a single
Johnny
favorite?
Johnny Thomas.
Do you have a single favorite Olympic moment? Because that's mine.
When he ran with them gold shoes on.
In Atlanta, dude.
And took them off because he said they were too hot.
Dude, that was. Bruh.
He was smoking.
That was it for me. I've always loved the track and field.
Track and field takes over for me.
Me too. Yeah. Michael Johnson was a bad dude. But Quincy Wilson had Texas A&M, UCLA, USC, I think South Carolina, and then Maryland. He had all the hats lined up. And my man's got a flair for the dramatic, dude. He stood up and started to put the hats on, and people started going nuts. Then he took it off and threw it away. And he did that with all of them until he got to the Maryland hat. It was very cool, very exciting. I
like when people decide, I'm just going to go where I want to go. Might stay home this time. You know what I mean?
Yep. All right. I also got this piece of information. We talked about the Columbus Blue Jackets and why are they the Blue Jackets.
Mm-hmm.
It honors the Ohio Civil War history, specifically the Ohio troops, I guess, wore blue jackets during the Civil War. And that's why they're the Blue Jackets. So
I don't a blue jacket this morning. I'm a blue jacket.
I guess you are, B.
All right.
All right. I wanted to have a discussion. We're aware of Washington's season has been bad. We're not going to sugarcoat that. They also have a number of expiring free agent contracts.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just go through some of these lists. Who would you want back? And then try to consider age, production, cost, right?
Okay.
Top of the list, the guy they traded for that I still think the trade has been a success, even though the numbers have been down in kind of the second half of the season. Deebo Samuel's going to be a free agent. What's your interest level in Deebo?
That comes down to price. Point blank.
I think he's been a good fit in the locker room. Guys seem to like him.
He has been.
I think that comes down to price, too. I think if it works and Deebo works for you, awesome. But at some point, this team needs to get younger and faster. Deebo will turn 30 in January.
Mm-hmm.
Deebo is a hell of a football player, but he's not necessarily a speed, stretch the field type guy.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, to your point, comes down to price.
Yeah.
And what do you make of the brand? Are you aware of all this Brandon Ayuk stuff?
I've heard about it.
So it sure looks like he's not going to be with the Niners anymore, one way or another.
Mm-hmm.
And I think to get out of the contract like they want to do, they're going to have to cut him.
Because
they're going to void the contract.
Okay.
Which would mean unrestricted free agency. Mm-hmm. We all know Ayuk and Jaden are tight. They played together in college at Arizona State. Ayuk is more of that natural speedster on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
Hasn't really been productive in 2 years. Hasn't played this year. Last year, he had the big knee injury after the holdout. 2 years ago, though, in 22 and 23, he went over 1,000 yards both seasons, had 15 touchdowns over those 2 years. What would your interest level be in Ayuk?
I have interest, but then again, you got to realize if a guy has an injury history, you gotta be, that comes down to price again.
Do you have any concerns with all the BS going on out there? And let's be real, we don't know exactly. Do you have any concerns about the BS that has surrounded Ayuk? How he handled the holdout, how he's handled this season, the fact that they're able to void guaranteed money.
How would they be able to avoid it? They got to prove that he didn't try to get better. That's going to be hard as hell to prove.
Because he missed a ton of stuff is the short version. Like, by all accounts, they're going to be able to do it. You know how the PA stands up for players. Like, they don't let guys' contracts get voided. They're going to be able to void guaranteed money per the reporting.
That's the reporting.
So to be able to do that.
But that's a one-sided report right now. His agent, and I'm sure his lawyers are probably looking at this thing, got some stuff on the 49ers as well. They were doing some stuff. Maybe they look like they didn't want to sign him. Then they signed him. He got hurt. And a lot of people get pissed because you got hurt, as if you could just go out there and say, I'm going to get hurt today. So I don't know.
So Ayuk has been absent from numerous meetings and other team activities throughout the season, leading the Niners to void the 26 guarantees, more than $25 million worth, in the four-year, $120 million deal he signed 15 years ago. I'm sorry, 15 months ago, rather.
I want to see him be able to do it. I hear what you're saying. I don't just accept that they're going to be able to just do it that easily. That's all I'm saying.
Michael Silver reported he was absent.
That dude that used to be with Ron?
Yeah.
Okay. Now I don't believe the story completely.
So here's, keep this in mind with Ayuk, per the reporting. I'm reading from Mike Silver. Ayuk, who suffered a severe knee injury in October of 24, was expected to be back on the field by now. However, he has been absent from numerous meetings and other team activities throughout the season, leading the Niners to void the 26 guarantees, more than $25 million worth, in the four-year, $120 million deal he signed. I want your reaction to this, B, because I find this pretty damn interesting. Ayuk has chosen not to challenge this via an official grievance through the NFL Players Association.
That's stupid.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
That's pretty surprising.
That's surprising, or he got somebody already talked to that he's going to go sign with.
Maybe he really just wants to be a free agent, but if you really wanted to be a free agent, dog, $25 million guarantees.
He better be able to still play. That's all I can say, because that's all that matters. If he can play, he can probably get through this. If he can't play, he's going to have a problem.
Well, dude, wouldn't you think the next deal he's going to have to sign, whatever the contract, whatever the agent may say, it's only going to have guaranteed money on 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
And the guarantees aren't going to be higher than the 25 he was due.
Didn't know if he's an unrestricted free agent and he comes out and he starts showing he's capable.
He'll get more than 25 guaranteed?
If he has the ability of what he had before, you never know, Jay. This league is weird, dog.
True. That whole situation to me just seems weird. I wonder if the knee injury is bigger than it.
If the knee injury is bigger, then he won't get it. But if everything works out and he can still run routes and do like he did, somebody's going to give him a chance. It happens all the time.
Dude, Ayuk, according to multiple league sources, told NFL Players Association representatives that he did not want to fight the move via an official grievance that would clear the way for his expected release at season's end. Ayuk did not respond to a text message seeking comment. His agent, Ryan Williams, declined to comment.
All I know is if he...
$25 million guaranteed.
If anybody here wants to talk to him, he better be healthy.
So he would hit the open market real questions about the health of his right knee. He tore his ACL, MCL, and meniscus October 20th, 24. So that's over a year ago now.
Mm-hmm.
According to the report, and again, it's reporting, numerous members of the organization, including some Niners players, have reached out to Ayuk in recent weeks in an unsuccessful attempt to bring him back onto the field.
People in San Fran?
Yeah, like fellow teammates.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, man. That seems messy. Now things get messy and then they get cleaned up. If you had to pick, Debo's been largely healthy. He had the toe injury, the heel injury, mm-hmm. missed a game. Would you rather have Debo or Ayuk? Because I don't think they're going to have both.
I like Debo. Debo could do more of a Debo.
I agree with that, by the way. You got to add speed somewhere. All right, continuing on the actual unrestricted free agents for Washington, would you want Eckler back?
Price, once again. Because he's a guy who just had a Achilles, and he's over 30. So you got to see how he responds to that. Achilles is different, dude.
Eckler will turn 31 in May. Hasn't played a complete season since 22. In 2 years with Washington, he's been productive, but has missed a ton of time.
Yeah.
I think the roster has got to get younger. One guy that's going to be a free agent that I think you do want to bring back completely, I'm curious if you agree, Mariota.
Yeah.
I think Marcus is your backup.
Marcus definitely comes back.
I think you want Marcus back. Andrew Wiley, who's been a versatile, he's now a backup. He's been a starter for them at various times. There was some talk about other teams being interested in him at the trade deadline. Wiley's a clear price question to me.
Yep, but he can play so many positions.
Eckler's doing Netflix for the Christmas Day games. He's going to work. I think he's in studio for them. And I recognize people are like, oh, that's weird. He's still on the team. This has started to happen more and more with veteran players. They get a little bit of TV work while they're still under contract. Greg Olsen did this. Yep. Like, it's not unheard of.
Everybody does it. A lot of people do it now.
I wonder, though, a dude like Eckler coming back from an Achilles, like you said, maybe he doesn't, but does he choose to hang it up?
He could, but like I think the thing about it, the team has to realize what position they're in. They tried to go get all the veteran players, okay? But I think when they hired Adam and all, they wanted to do this thing for the long haul. Getting guys over 30 on one-year deals is not for the long haul. So maybe, like we said, they got to the NFC Championship game. They tried to go for it. Didn't work. Now you got to get back to that plan. And that plan comes by getting younger people.
What about a guy like Bobby Wagner?
Price again. And you got to realize, eventually you got to move from it. You can't keep kicking that can down the road. So at this point, do you feel McGee is giving you a little bit more? Do you think he's going to be able to take a step next year? Those things come to play.
Tell you what's pretty incredible. Bobby hasn't missed a game since 2018. Bobby hasn't missed a game since 2018.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a future Hall of Famer. Bobby turns 36 in
Bobby's real.
June.
I mean, he built different. His mindset is different. So when you get guys of that ilk, you don't have to worry about them having a hangnail and then be out and stuff like that. You
I
know?
Also think Bobby can help a football team, period. Now he needs to be in the right role.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be shocked. You know, he just bought a piece of the Seattle WNBA team. He's got a lot of interest outside of football. He's turning 36. Maybe he just I don't know how that will shake out, but that's an interesting one. Zach Ertz is another interesting one. I think he's 34. Von Miller is another interesting one.
The Von not here.
Von, I'm almost surprised, didn't get traded just so he could go to a contender at this stage of his career. Mm-hmm. Like, I won't be shocked, and I don't expect this, but like, if Von got released in December just to give him a chance to go sign with a contender, I wouldn't be shocked by that at this point. Like, mm-hmm. That's a dude who put in a specialized pass rush role can still help a team in January. Mm-hmm. And this team is not going to be one of those teams. Von turns 37 in March.
Mm-hmm.
One dude on this list I would like to see back is Jacob Martin. And I don't think that's going to – Jacob Martin's been good.
Yeah. Didn't I told you that about him early?
You liked him.
Early on.
You liked him. All right. Maybe we open the phones on some of this free agency stuff. I think they recognize they got to get younger. They got to get faster. You need more speed. Nobody go anywhere. It is Bemidji and Finley.
Hey, it's Brian Mitch here. This Thanksgiving, FanDuel is introducing a brand new way to build a parlay together. It's called Pass the Leg. Here's how it works. Start a group build, add your pick, and then pass it to your friends so they can add theirs. When everyone's done, you each lock it up. Lock the group parlay with your own funds. because football is better when it's played and bet together. And to make it even better, everyone gets a 50% profit boost to use on their bill. So grab your crew, start your bill, and get in on the action with Thanksgiving with Pass the Leg. Visit FanDuel.com/Brian to get started. FanDuel, play your game. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years old and present in Virginia. Opt-in required. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable profit boost tokens. Restrictions apply, including any token expiration and max wager amount. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.